Welcome back
to Discover the Finger Lakes, Mike Oren Thomas, and unusual year in so many ways, the Letchworth Arts and Crafts Sale is not going to happen in person as it normally would, but they have gone online, and the Wyoming County Council of the Arts is another reason that makes Perry such a great place to live, I think, and such a dynamic community. The Arts Council is right on Main Street, has a beautiful gallery there, and they have gone online with the Letchworth Arts and Crafts Show and sale. They have over 90 artisans that are on their page. You can go to artswyco.org and look it up. You also just search Letchworth Arts and Crafts Show and Sale. And, you know, if you've never been, you may not have realized how big this event is and what a diverse group of artisans that participate. One is Spangler Forge. They use traditional hand forging techniques and do some beautiful knives and other things. It's cool to explore, and you can link to all these artisans through the Letchworth Arts Craft Show page. There's jewelry and dried flowers. There's glass and pottery. There's engraving. There's many kinds of painting. There's gourds used for artwork. There's upcycled clothing. There's heirloom furniture, stained glass, some cool boots and accessories. The Wizard of Clay, one of the names you probably recognize, and tons of things to explore. Really kind of fascinating. And, you know, with the nice weather this morning, maybe not the morning to explore it, but it's going to be up on their website, and they're going to leave it up through the end of the year. So it's not, you know, it's not just one weekend the way the arts and our show usually is. This is going to go on through the end of 2020. So maybe a rainy day, a cold, snowy day. Maybe take an initial look now and get a sense for just how diverse these artisans are. Again, over 90 of them on the webpage. And in intriguing things, there's this one that's called I, and that's the letter I, A-Y-E, and E-Y-E, and it's described as one-of-a-kind wire-woven jewelry pieces. They begin with hand-painted dragon eyes done of glass, then they're intricately wire-woven into rings, cuff bracelets, pendants, brooches, buckles, and rings. Fascinating. There's April's House Children's Play Teepees. This might be ideal for kids spending more time indoors and winter coming. These play teepees look like a cool idea. And tons of neat things. So check out photography also. Forgot to mention that. And this is Arts Council for Wyoming County is helping to put this together. And they did have a note on their website that the Garth Fagan dance appearance has been canceled because of the coronavirus. I'm sure they'll bring them back at some point. But they do have really gorgeous gallery space, which is actually not sure whether it's what its hours are and things right now, but it's never a particularly busy place, quite wide open and you should stop in and check it out in Perry. I've mentioned Perry lots of times on my shows, and it keeps getting better. I mean, they just opened a cupcake place and a butcher shop right next door to each other in downtown Perry. And, you know, they having a bakery and a butcher shop now really makes that downtown even better. And you got stalwarts like Family Furniture that have been there since, I think, 1946. They deliver furniture all over the region, and they actually have three floors. It's a extraordinarily large furniture store in what is a pretty small town in Perry. Just a fascinating place to visit, right next to Letchworth State Park. And we've got Ration Wine Bar now, and the Hole in the Wall restaurant's been there a long time. One of the key kind of instigators of the rejuvenation of Perry. And the Bibliothèque Café, one of the few independent bookstores still around. Perry's just a cool place, really. So if you want to take a drive, they have East Hill Creamery there, and there's a brewery right behind the Bibliothèque Café, and now that Ration Wine Bar has been open a year or two. They are still fairly new. It is an exciting time, and that the butcher shop and the cupcake place, as well as Ration Wine Bar, are all open now in a block that was highlighted by the Landmark Society of Western New York as one of five to revive about 8 years ago or so. And so these, some of which are pre-Civil War buildings, have been rehabilitated, renovated, and repurposed. And now businesses are open in a bunch of them. So check that out in downtown Perry. And, you know, what beautiful weather to go for a drive and see the fall colors and explore our region. If you want some suggestions on where to go, or if you're looking for something in particular, send me a note, michael@saverlife.com. Last Sunday, I did a long drive through the region. My mission was to go to Corning and Bath, sort of southern Finger Lakes, a scouting trip for the spotted lantern fly, this invasive insect, which has not appeared in any numbers in the Finger Lakes at all this year, but is going to show up from Pennsylvania at some point. So I was scouting for them on specific trees that they really prefer, but the problem is they go after grapevines and hops and orchards too. But on my way there, I figured the only place on Cuca Lake is not going to be open very many more weekends, and I'm going to head there. Unfortunately, I stopped a couple places and did some scouting for this insect on my way, and so I got there a little bit later and missed the cinnamon rolls. You got to get there. What time did I get there? Maybe around 2 or something. But I was able to get the Rachel sandwich, which is a classic that they do, and sister to the Reuben, but way better. From their description, they relate it to the Reuben, but the way they do it is with hot turkey and just one of those amazing sandwiches. If you haven't tried one, this is their final weekend. This weekend, Columbus Day weekend each year, they close for the season. And I mentioned them earlier in the on the food show. There are some of these seasonal restaurants, maybe fewer than there used to be. The Holloway House is no longer open. They used to stay open till Thanksgiving and then close for the winter. The Stone Cat Cafe will probably be closing for the winter once again, usually in mid-late November. that same Thanksgiving time. And then they'll reopen in the spring. But not too many of these seasonal restaurants. And so the only place is not really a restaurant. It's they've got a tasting room for beer. They don't make their own beer, but they have a really well-curated selection of beer on tap and cans and bottles. But they also have kind of a mini grocery store for people who are summering on Cuca Lake and Seneca Lake and the Finger Lakes. So just a cool place with an awesome mural. One of their employees created this mural over several years, I think, indoors. So you'll see it when you go in to order. And they have a bunch of different sandwiches and side dishes and things to choose from. And some picnic tables set up outside. Or you can take it with you and find a pretty spot to picnic from somewhere between Penyan and Hammondsport. So it's east side of Cuca Lake, and lots of wonderful wineries there. And so I actually went down through Hammondsport. The Glenn Curtis Museum has a new entrance that looks great. It's a couple years old, but I hadn't been down there. And I had fun exploring Bath and Corning. I spent almost no time in either place, other than the Corning Museum of Glass, kind of quick trips down to the museum there. One of the fun things I've really enjoyed about scouting for this spotted lanternfly is that, I see parts of the cities. I mentioned Geneva, I think last weekend, found some awesome houses and neighborhoods in Geneva that I'd never driven through. Bath and Corning were fascinating. The way you get to Corning from Bath, you can take the expressway, but I took one of the older state roads and sort of came into the back of Corning, and then realized that there are some crazy hills in Corning. Again, if you just go into the Corning Museum of Glass, you don't really get a chance to explore the town. And some of their East Avenue of Corning is up on the top of this hill. And I saw a couple of bikers who were challenging themselves with these hills right in Corning there. These are kind of like Ithaca in some ways, some dramatically steep hills, and so just fascinating driving through. Stopped in and Painted Post, which I'd seen mentioned a lot. I'm driven by on it's now called 86, I guess, the expressway goes east and west, and so I stopped in Painted Post to explore, and there's some Corning facilities there that are set up above kind of the valley on the other side from Painted Post. So just, it's an excuse, I guess, to get into areas of towns, because I was looking for rail lines and sort of disturbed areas. This is where this tree of heaven grows that the spotted lanternfly really likes. And so most people don't show up in a town looking for railroads and railroad sidings and terminals and new construction and stuff like that. Checking out where some of the newer hotels were, partly just to see whether this tree might be growing nearby. And, again, likely to arrive on a vehicle from Pennsylvania in some form. So hotels seem like a place that, you drive up from Pennsylvania, park your car at the hotel, check in. And while you're checking in, the spotted lanternfly that was hiding under your hood just by accident flies out and goes and lays some eggs nearby. I mean, that is how it's going to happen at some point, if it hasn't already, and we just don't know where it is. So, but I didn't find any insects or this tree of heaven that they especially like. But I did get to see some really interesting areas, and drove down the Market Street in Corning, and that's where FLX Hospitality, FLX Table, FLX Wienery, Christopher Bates, and Isabel Bogacki are opening restaurants and a market in Corning, and a really prominent corner of Market Street. They've got two buildings, a ton of space, and looking in the windows as best I could, this is going to be very cool space. The restaurant, Christopher said, is going to have like 1,500 or 2,000 wines on the wine list. A lot of older wines, unusual wines, things like what he served at FLX Table in Geneva, but in Corning. And you know, for some people, you might think, well, why is he opening in Corning? That seems, you know, far away and from us, and you know, not as big a city as Rochester, for example. And he just recently opened FLX Wienery at Rock Brewing, so he does have a foothold in Rochester now, but decided to really make his biggest investment right now in Corning. And I think a couple reasons maybe for that, and I'm purely speculating, but Corning, I think their economy is doing fairly well compared to other parts of New York State, upstate New York, because Corning Inc. is doing well. This here in Rochester, we're sort of used to having old-time companies just evaporating, really. I mean, Kodak, Bausch & Lomb, Xerox, Gleason, you know, they're still around in some form, but they are shadows of their former selves. And Corning, from my impression, is prospering. So this may be a great time to do this kind of restaurant in Corning. I mean, Christopher never intended to do this during a pandemic. They purchased or leased this property, you know, back in 2019 at some point, and been working on it during the pandemic, but they didn't plan on this. But you know, they're taking a little bit slower the renovation, and you know, maybe the timing is going to work well for them to, you know, sort of have their soft opening hopefully later this year, in the later fall, and you know, host maybe some smaller holiday parties and be able to socially distance people indoors because they have so much space indoors. And then, you know, once this pandemic is over next year, and it will be, I think, at some point, as there will be vaccines, there will be, we can beat this pandemic, that people will be fairly stir crazy and just, you know, they'll set up lots of parties and people will be dining out. And they'll be catering, I expect, and they may do really well as businesses rebound from the pandemic and people just, you know, explosion of potential business once the pandemic ends. It's just businesses have to survive until that point happens. And don't know when that will happen, but likely some point in 2021. Probably not January, maybe spring, summer, fall of 2021. So I got to see the buildings, and they're creating quite an empire of locations. And they actually live, Christopher and Isabel, in Montour Falls, which is not far from Corning. So they'll be pretty close to their largest investment so far in the Finger Lakes. They also bought a vineyard on the east side of Seneca Lake a couple years ago. So, they have two wienery locations. They have FLX Freibird and FLX Table that are in Geneva. They have FLX Provisions, which is a wine shop in Geneva. All those are on Linden Street. And I believe they will also have a wine shop as part of this group of businesses and a restaurant in Corning. So then I came up through Montour Falls and Watkins Glen, stopped and got some coffee and a cookie at the Glen Mountain Cafe and in Watkins Glen, and then drove up the west side of Seneca Lake. Just great fall colors, beautiful time to be out and around in our region. So I've been to most of the cities of the Finger Lakes and even quite a few of the small towns of the Finger Lakes in the last month in my scouting trips, and hoping to do a few more. And again, look up Spotted Lanternfly online so that you know what to look for should you see it's kind of an unusual insect. When it flies, it's got some bright red colors, but it doesn't fly that much, so you're less likely to see it that way. But we need to be aware. It's to protect our region from this invasive species. So let me know where you go and what you discover. Send me some photos of some of the natural beauty and architecture, and it is really kind of amazing to get out on some of the side roads and take alternative routes and find some interesting businesses or just cool old houses, cobblestones, etc., that are around our region. And that's been one of the really fun things for me in exploring, is getting off of the routes that I always take places. Maybe I'm more of a creature of habit than I thought, but it's been really fun to discover new parts of towns and cities and villages around the Finger Lakes. I've spent a lot of time over the last couple of weeks doing that and barely touched the surface of it, really. It's a big region. I still have to get to Seneca Falls and Waterloo and Skinny Atlas and Auburn and Syracuse. I've got a scouting trip I need to do heading east this week. Trying to beat the end of the season, where these insects, if there are any that have made it to the Finger Lakes, will die, and their egg clusters are very hard to find. So scouting for their egg clusters is not really possible unless you find the adults and know at least a reasonable sense of how close those egg clusters might be. So again, look them up online and email me if you have comments, questions about the season. And the Letchworth Arts and Crafts Show is not happening in person, but it is available online through the Wyoming County Council of the Arts. And they've done a really nice job of pulling those together and giving you a chance to browse through the over 90 artisans that would have participated. And you can order online, of course, from them. And, for artists who depend on these shows, whether it's Cornhill Arts Show or Park Avenue or the Letchworth Show, they've got to be really hurting this year because, it's in-person sales is what they do. I think many or most do not have retail locations. Some may sell at other shops, but these shows are the way they make a living, and that's just been cut out from under them this year. So take a look through the site, and there's some fascinating artisans that are part of it. Also saw a note In I think it was in the Democrat and Chronicle that the artisan's shop in Naples has been purchased. It's been for sale, and yeah, nothing like a great time to sell a business like the pandemic. It was for sale before the pandemic too, but it's been purchased, and the new owners, one of which is a longtime actor at the Bristol Valley Community Theater. And the so well known in the community, and they Bristol Valley, the theater is right there in Naples. Been there for a long time, so it really is kind of a cool combination. So some they're investing in the local community, and the shop has always been a, I think, a treasure for our area. It's a shop that sells artwork from regional artists, and it's called Artisans, right in downtown Naples, and the sort of main street of Naples. So it's played a really a key role in supporting local artists who maybe don't do shows, or that's not their main form of business. And the this has highlighted what they do to tourists that come and visit the area and to people who live in the area. So Suzanne Farley, according to the Democrat and Chronicle article, founded it 16 years ago, and she really, I think, has created something that is certainly made our area a better place to live and highlighted the local artists here in our region. So David Dial and Mark Poppleton have purchased it, and excited to see the store continue and be one of the key attractions in Naples. Certainly for anyone who's interested in art, this is I didn't realize DNC article says the largest gift gallery in the Finger Lakes. So an excuse to go down to Naples and check it out. They are, as far as I understand it, keeping it kind of as is, so I don't think they're closing for renovations or anything. They're just taking over the business as it is right now. And I also saw a note that the old school Naples, the restaurant that Trish Azor is renovating or creating in the old former one-room schoolhouse, the Red Schoolhouse in Naples, they are doing another pop-up tent this weekend with baked goods. And if I lived in Naples, I would be very excited to have Trish Azor coming back. That's where the Brown Hound was launched, just north of Naples, next to the Arbor Hill Grapery. And it just, it makes Naples a better place to live, to have a baker and chef like Trish Azor back in town. So the Brown Hound downtown at the art gallery continues, and they're not serving dinner on Wednesdays anymore, but Thursday, Friday, Saturdays. They have brunch Saturdays and Sundays, and they have their coffee shop that's also open during the day. And so some friends of mine sent a note out wondering where they could have a nice meal in Rochester, middle of the day on a Saturday, and I didn't realize they were coming in the middle of the day, so they just said on Saturday, and I sent them a list of four or five restaurants that they might want to consider, and they said, "Well, none of these are open for lunch on Saturday," and I realized, as I started thinking about it, that there really aren't very many restaurants open for lunch on a Saturday, but the Brown Hound is serving brunch. There are restaurants that are open for brunch on Sundays, and some some on Saturdays. But so I think they're headed to the Brown Hound for their brunch. They are open Saturdays and Sundays. So again, some great things to do in Naples. I'm grateful that Trish came up to Rochester. I was just thinking of moving to Canandaigua originally, and it was about 4 years ago, and ended up coming to the Art Gallery in downtown Rochester, being even closer than she would have been in Canandaigua. And but that will continue. But old school Naples, this one room schoolhouse under renovation, has their pop up tent this weekend. So let me know where you go in the Finger Lakes, what you discover. Send me some photos. Send them to michael@saverlife.com. We'll be back tomorrow with a Grapevine here at 9 a.m. At the, and again, it's each Sunday, the wine show featuring wines and details about the Finger Lakes in general, New York State, Western New York, and a little bit about wines from around the world. And you can check older shows at saverlife.com. And be back tomorrow at 9 a.m. Michael Warren Thomas here at saverlife.com.